Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. It's springtime, believe it or not. And it's not raining. That's an even better thing. If we can help you, the number to call is 800-259-9231. We are broadcasting live this morning from Salem, New Hampshire, at a wonderful garden center and greenhouse called Lake Street Garden Center. And if you get here before 8 o'clock, they're going to put a sticker on your jacket or your shirt, and they will give you an additional 10% off everything that you buy. But you got to get here before 8 o'clock. For example, we talked earlier about these beautiful 5 to 6 foot tall pine trees, fir, and spruce. And they're on sale 30% off. If you get here before 8 o'clock, it's 40% off. How can you beat that? And you don't have to take them today. You can look at them. They'll tag them, put your name on them, and then you can pick them up during the week or arrange to have them delivered. But all kinds of things here. The color is beautiful. So if you're down in the dumps, you're sick of the cold weather, I want you to come down here, and the color will knock your socks off. You'll feel better. You'll be motivated. And smell the flowers. Don, who's up first this hour?
Up first, this is Doug from Maine, who has a question about roses.
Doug, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have a question about rugosa roses. I have
a
short hedge of them that's not doing very well. And I suspect that there are two reasons. One is that they're not in absolute full sun, and the other is that they're surrounded by grass, and I can do something about that, but I'm not sure how to approach the problem.
Okay. Is it really, really matted grass, or is it just a little bit of grass here and there?
No, I'd say there's quite a lot. It doesn't strike me as matted, but it's, you know, vigorous grass right up to the stems of the things.
Okay, well, that is definitely part of the problem, because the grass is competing with the rose. And Rosa rugosa is the toughest rose that we can grow in the Northeast. I mean, it will grow at the side of the ocean with the wind, with the salt spray, growing in pure sand. You do that with a hybrid tea or a floribunda, and it's going to be dead within the week. So beach roses are tough as nails. But you got to get some of the competition away. And if you can get the competition away, it's going to make a big, big difference. And I'll tell you, the best thing for you to do, it's going to be hard work. And when I get a project like you have ahead of you, you can't say to yourself, I'm going to do this today. And if you try and do it all in one day, you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and you're going to go, oh, my God, what did I do to my back, to my arms? Take a project like that. And when you get home from work, grab a can of beer, get the radio, go to your rose bed, and do a little bit. Do it for like 1 hour. It will clear your head from working all day. You'll relax when you come into the house to have supper. Your mind will be clear, and you'll be ready to think and to come alive again after, you know, working all day, commuting, fighting the traffic all the way home, and just getting in the dirt and pulling the weeds and cultivating. Even if you do like 3 feet or 4 feet of that hedge, do a little bit the next day, do a little bit the following day, and within a week or 10 days, you're going to have the whole hedge done. So you've got to do it. You have to say to yourself, this is work. I don't want it to be work, so I'm going to do a little bit at a time. When I get tired, that's it. So maybe you'll do some today. Spend an hour doing it. Do a little section. Clean it up. Make it look good. And then maybe late afternoon or early evening before supper, you could do it for another half an hour to an hour. Do it gradually, and that way it doesn't become a major, major task. You'll enjoy the garden. You'll see progress. But the one thing that I would do, if they're getting tall, if they're getting leggy, and they're not suckering from the base, right now, today, get your pruners out and cut them down a bit. I have some in my yard, and they're like 4 feet tall right now. And I've had so much to do, I haven't been able to get to it. But this week, it's at the top of the list. I'm going to take my 4 foot tall Rosa rugosa hedge that's in front of my vegetable garden, and I'm going to cut it in half. I'm going to cut it to 2 feet. And that will increase the side shoots, the suckers, the runners that plant makes, and it's going to make the hedge more thick. It will produce more blooms, and you control the size. So pruning will motivate that hedge to do what you want. Take those pruners, walk up to that plant and say, I'm doing this for your own good. Cut it back, weed it, feed it, and they will come to life for you. You can't be scared. Rosa rugosas, you don't prune them, they're going to get taller and taller. I've seen Rosa rugosa 6 feet tall. You don't want that. Cut them down to 2 feet. Get the grasses away. Use a good organic slow-release fertilizer on them, and they'll come back to life for you. Okay, Doug, that's a job. If you need some help, go to my website, paulparent.com. At the top of the page, it says newsletter. Click on the newsletter. You put your email address, and every Thursday, I will send you information about your garden. This past week, I did forsythia, magnolia, and told you about taking care of your lawn for this time of the year, dividing perennials, transplanting perennials and roses. It's all there. All you got to do is go to paulparent.com, top of the page, click newsletter, enter your email address, and you're going to have all kinds of information every single week. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Paul from Massachusetts, who has a question about his lawn.
Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul. I have two questions
morning.
This morning. Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I have two questions relative to my approximately 4,000 square foot lawn.
Okay.
I purchased some thatch control that you recommended in your newsletter.
Yep.
And they recommended using a wetting agent to when it's applied. So I looked up and found that yucca extract would be a good wetting agent that they recommended. I have some of that en route. And the only question I have is, I plan to put it on with a sprayer, but is there a particular time? Should I do it now or wait till later?
That is something that you can put down anytime because what you're putting down is microbes. And the microbes with the rain will get washed into the thatch. And then when the temperatures warm up, the microbes will get active. You get a morning like this. I mean, this morning it was 41 degrees. The microbes are saying, hey, it's a little bit chilly this morning. I don't think I'm going to do much work in that thatch. But when you start to get days 70, 75, 80, those microbes will be working all day and all night, and they'll dissolve that thatch and change it into soil, and it will make your grass grow much, much better. Microbes work with temperature. If you can get them in position, get them where they should be, when that soil warms up, they're ready to go. So getting them in the ground is very, very important. And there are some wonderful new microbes that you can put in your garden. There's a company out of Texas called Natural Industries. And the university there has been working with them. And they have put together some beautiful beautiful products. Remember 2 years ago, we had problems with tomatoes. There was a blight that came in from a major annual producer that moves up the coast. Natural Industries came out with a product that you can put with your tomatoes this year, and you will not have any fungus problems. Right after this message, we'll tell you about the bacteria, the microbe, that will prevent disease in your garden.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using the Lorgonite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Lorgonite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Lorgonite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks! ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and we'll help you with your garden. Dawn, who's up next?
Hey, Paul. Jane is back from Cape Cod, who has the special request.
Jane from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I have a request and a quick question. My request is, can you get your sponsor, Wet and Forget, to package the product so I can spray it with a hose? You know how some things mix, like the Bayer tree and shrub comes, you just attach the hose to it and it sprays. I'm old.
That's a great idea.
Oh, I could use it. So much. I've been waiting for 2 years for this to happen. I thought, well, they've got to do it. I mean, it would be so much more effective. So
okay,
I thought maybe you could work
it
on them. And my other question is, I transplanted some astilbes this week. Is there anything I can do to ensure that they will blossom this year?
It's still very, very early, and I don't see any reason why they would not blossom for you. I mean, this is the time of the year right now, while it's cool, that you can go in your perennial beds and you can move anything. Tall phlox, poppies, anything can be moved right now because there's just a little bit of growth coming on them. They're, you know, a couple of inches thick, so I don't see any problem. What I'd like to see you do is if you can use this liquid Thrive, and this is Mycorrhiza, and the Mycorrhiza will help to produce a root system much, much faster than plants will normally develop it. It's a bacteria. It attaches itself to the root of your astilbe. And within a month, it will double the size of your existing root system. That's how fast it works. This is new technology. And I'm telling you, it is incredible. I planted perennials underneath some red leaf Norway maples called Crimson King Maple. And the first year, it was April and May. The tree was leafing out all by itself, and I put this mycorrhiza in the ground with my perennials. And it grew good. The following year, that Crimson King maple that normally grows a foot per year because it's a red leaf, plants with colorful foliage other than green grow slower. That plant grew 27 inches of new foliage. Blew my mind. And I use mycorrhiza on everything that I grow. And if you can go to your local garden center, you'll see plant thrive. Apply it to your astilbe, and believe me, you're going to have more flowers than you've ever, ever had. Dawn, who's next?
Up next, this is Bill from Milton, New Hampshire, who has a question about an infestation and another question about fruit trees.
Okay. Bill, good morning. Tell me about your problems.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Mary Sunshine. Good to talk to you.
My pleasure.
Well, I'm calling for two reasons. I'm calling for my daughter in Elliott, Maine. And her question is, she had quite an infestation of stink bugs. What an awful name for a bug. She had an infestation of stink bugs last year, and yep. She's afraid to put anything out this year. She said, Dad, they ate everything in sight except me. Yep. And then the other thing is, I've got I've got about 10 fairly young fruit trees between 4 and 5 years old. And I'm just wondering, they should be ready to bear this year, maybe. What I should do to take care of them for the season? Those are my two questions.
Okay. On your fruit trees, you need to begin a spray program as soon as the flowers fall from your tree. Right now, you're in Maine. Most likely, you have no sign of foliage just yet. My house in Maine, my apples are saying, hey, it's still winter here. I'm not going to grow yet. So while they're dormant, if you can apply to your fruit trees something called all-season oil and lime sulfur, the all-season oil will kill the eggs that the insects put on your plant. The lime sulfur will kill disease spores on your plants and make things a lot easier for you. Now, you tell your daughter to go to a garden center that carries Bonide lawn and garden products. They have introduced this year, it says, Bonide Beetle Killer. And on the label, it will take care of stink bug. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy to use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. And this morning I want to tell you about a new product to the gardening industry. It's a product that's been around for a while, but is now available at your local garden center. And it's something very, very unique that I think we should talk a little bit about. And I want to introduce you to Brent Lamore. The name of the company is called Sweet Pete. And it's something that will really motivate your plants to grow. Again, totally different. And I want Brent to tell you about this particular product. Brent, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Oh, he just dropped from the phone line. Okay. Sweet Pea is a product that is made like compost. It's a beautiful soil conditioner that replaces peat moss when you're putting in a new shrub or a new tree. Brett, are you there?
I am. Hi, Paul.
Oh, wonderful. Glad we were able to get you right back. I was just telling our listeners a little bit about Sweet Peat. Could you give our listening audience a little bit of background about what Sweet Pete is and how you began to produce this product?
Sure, yeah. It is an outcropping of our organic farming background, starting back in the 70s and 80s. And we raised animals and crops of all kinds and varieties, all kinds of animals, from Jerseys to Black Angus to sheep. We had plenty of manure on hand. And trying to raise crops in the Northeast, as you probably know and as your listeners know, it's kind of a hardship occupation. And especially trying to raise them organically. And we had the additional problem that when we began incorporating horse manure into our routine, we found that we had crop failures. And being a little bit investigative on my part, I discovered why we were having those failures and found other purposes for horse manure. And we began to research it, and we combined our efforts with some people at the Saratoga Harness Track who had paid for research with Cornell University. And it turns out that horse manure is not only horse manure, but there's a lot of bedding in it. And that bedding was going through its nitrogen borrowing process at the same time as our crops required nitrogen, hence the crop failure. So we worked on that, and as I say, with the research that was supplied to us by the by Cornell as well as by the owners there of the harness track, we discovered certain properties about horse manure that we were able to accentuate. And after discovering all of that, we began our process in creating sweet peat mulch.
Okay, so sweet peat mulch is bed is shavings that they would use in the stable and manure plus other products.
Well, not very many other products. You know, we do have a government patent and it is intellectual property, but it is primarily horse manure or other agricultural manure and wood shavings, which is used as a bedding. And then our process, our patented process, enhances some of the properties of the bedding and of the horse manure, and converts it into an all-natural product that is, it goes through a heating process. We use some of the components of composting that accentuate this. Additionally, you probably know that there are tannins inherent in all organic matter.
Right.
We found that a process will accentuate those tannins. Tannins are what the Native American Indians used to tan leather and to bring out the color. And we found that we could enhance our product and the tannins within our product, but it was inherent. It wasn't something we needed to add to it. So the answer to your question is that nothing else is really used other than bedding products, organic products, and manures derived from agriculture.
So how would you compare sweet peat, if you were a home gardener, how would you compare sweet peat to traditional bark mulches that you can buy in the bag or in bulk form? What is the difference between the two products?
Well, there's a lot of differences. Now, if we're talking just about bark mulches are exactly that or should be exactly that. They should be either ground or bark that's made into nuggets. And that's primarily what you get in a bark mulch. Sweet peat is different in that it not only contains that wood element such as bark contains, but it also contains the agricultural manure, and it also goes through the composting process. And in that composting process, it's heated. Now, I have no problem with a lot of the bark mulches, but you probably know that there are a lot of elements in these products that can create problems for gardeners or problems for landscape settings. And some of that is the borers that are contained within bark. Some of it is other insects. There's a lot of diseases that are being spread. So we eliminate that problem by going through a heat process in our patented product. we also have the nitrogen from the manure that offsets that nitrogen borrowing process, so that when the mulch is decomposing on top of the roots, it is it's using its own inherent nitrogen rather than borrowing it from your plant's plant soil.
Now, if you were going to the nursery today and you bought a bag of sweet peat, how would you use it?
Well, its primary use is as a mulch. However, it can also be used as a peat moss substitute. You can use it around the root zone if you use it in a 10% mix and mix it into your soil as a soil additive or to add tilth to your garden soil. But primarily it wants to be used as a mulch on top of your garden, on top of your perennial beds in between all of the plants. And that's its primary function. As it as the year goes along, it decomposes, and at the end of the year it becomes humus. So you don't need to remove it to replace it the following year. It's there as humus, and it's reduced down. A lot of these other products, you have to remove some in order to put new mulch on the following year, but sweet peat doesn't require that.
Now, you can use it as a soil conditioner also. So if you're building a new garden from scratch, you remove all of that turf, you rototill the ground. If you want to make it richer, you can take the sweet peat and you can blend it with your soil also, right?
Absolutely. Rototill it in. Use about a 10% mixture and roll it in, rototill it in, get it down into the root zone of your plants, and it works tremendously for adding tilth and also encouraging earthworms.
Now, being that it's got, you know, really well-composted wood shavings and it's got great animal manure in it that's also been composted, it's going to be a great slow-release fertilizer at the same time, besides giving you humus and retaining moisture.
Absolutely. In fact, I have fruit trees around my home, and I use sweet peat as a mulch to keep all of those things intact that you just mentioned. I don't need to water quite as much. And the constant use, I find I don't need to use the fertilizer spikes around my apples and peach trees. I only use sweet peat. And the constant use of that, becoming humus, as you know, humus is nature's plant food. So I have an abundance of humus underneath the sweet peat right in with the roots of my trees. So I don't need to do extra fertilizing with trees. The same thing applies in gardens, be it a vegetable garden or a perennial garden. All of these uses, sweet peat is the best product for that.
Yeah, so it's a natural way of mixing with your soil, and being that it's got some body to it, unlike peat moss, if you blend in peat moss at the time of planting, by the time the year's over, that peat moss is basically gone, while something like sweet peat is going to last in your ground a lot longer and holding moisture and using it as a mulch, I'm sure is going to control weeds also.
Yes, it does. On top of the soil, if you use 2 to 3 inches of it, it controls the weeds. But more than peat moss, it does have a 0.5, 0.51 NPK value. And as I was saying earlier, peat moss does not have any fertility value, so it's going to do some nitrogen borrowing as it breaks down, whereas sweet peat has that inherent factor in it, so you don't need to worry about that nitrogen borrowing. So it's a little additional benefit over peat moss. I mean, the other thing is, too, that peat moss is becoming harder to get a hold of here in the United States. We stopped mining peat moss unless you had a grandfather clause, because they found that the peat bogs were a natural element for deep water aquifers to have the water filtered as it's making its way into these aquifers. It's almost like a carbon filter. So in the United States, unless you have a grandfather clause, it's almost impossible to mine peat bogs. So most of it comes either from Europe or from Canada. and it's a cost factor as well.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny that you say that. I was looking at a garden center yesterday when I was doing a little bit of prep work for my yard. And I remember when I first started working in the gardening industry, we used to sell tractor trailers of peat moss in 4-cubic-foot bales and 6-cubic-foot bales. And today, you can't even find a 6-cubic-foot bale anymore. And fours are now 3-cubic. So the size of the bale has decreased and the cost has increased tremendously. And today, with the price of gas and oil, to move that peat moss from Canada to the United States, I'm sure that the freight has gone up a great deal. So this is produced in the United States. It's a local product. It will do more benefit to your soils than putting peat moss. It will last longer. And as you said, it doesn't need any of the nitrogen that's in your soil to help break it down to become more effective. And the other thing is, if you use peat moss in place of bark mulch, once the temperatures get up to be about 80 or 90 degrees and the wind picks up, the peat moss leaves your planting bed and is all over the lawn. Well, your sweet peat is heavy, and it's going to last. We're going to take a quick break.
It has more body to it, Paul, and you did say it right. It will stay in place, and it will add value to your earth and to your plants, whereas peat moss really doesn't offer any of that value. It does have a value as something that will aerate the soil.
Okay, Brett, hold on one second.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
Attend!
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds! Kill them all!
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
Clover, crabgrass, and dandelions. Scott Super Turf Builder products are an easy way to keep those uninvited guests out by preventing crabgrass, killing unwanted weeds, and thickening your lawn. Scott's patented all-in-one particle contains more of the essential nutrients your lawn needs to grow thick and green, and a thick lawn doesn't leave much room for weeds. So give your lawn what it needs to kick weeds to the curb. Buy Scott's Super Turf Builder products at your independent garden center and hardware store. Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids. Prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegone year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbegone. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Hey, Brent, I'll ask you one more question. Could you tell our listeners about your website where they could get information about Sweet Pete?
Sure, yeah. There's more than 20 pages there, and they can go through all of that, and that would be www.sweetpete.com, and Sweet Pete is spelled SWEETPEET.
So Pete with two E's.
Two E's.
Terrific. We really appreciate you getting up early and joining us this morning. And I think those of you listening, take a look at this website and look at this product. It's very unusual. It's new to the garden center industry. And I'm assuming, Brent, there'll be a list of some of the garden centers that do carry Sweet Pete on the website also.
Absolutely. There's a locator there, and they can leaf through that, and they'll find a place close to them where they can buy Sweet Pete. And
that's
if they
great.
Have any questions, they're welcome to address them to me at brent@sweetpete.com.
Terrific. So if you want to add organic matter, you want to keep it organically in your garden, and you're having trouble with peat moss, this is a better product. It's a recycled product. Peat moss, when you take it out of the ground, it's hard to replace. It's getting very, very costly. But this is a great product. It will replace it. It will do a better job. And you're getting fertilizer at the same time. So check out the website, sweetpete.com, and look for a dealer near you. Again, go and take a look at the product. It really is something that's very, very unique. And we want to thank you for joining us this morning. And we hope that our listeners will go to the website and check it out, because it is a very unique product that will help your garden to grow better.
Good.
Thank you so much for joining. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now. Dawn, who do we have up next that would like some help with their garden?
Up next we have Charles from Maine, who has a question about morning glories.
Charles, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello. Good morning. We're having trouble growing morning glories on two trellises on a facing west on a deck. We got a lot of vine and very few flowers.
Yeah, morning glories, that's one of my wife's favorite flowers. And just like you say, they grow really fast. They produce a lot of foliage, but they don't start to really make any flowers until some years, late July or even early August. And it's just the nature of that particular plant. It's not a plant that blooms all summer long. It's a late summer and into the fall bloomer. And I'll tell you, if you want something that will have the same flower, same shape, I want you to go to your garden center and ask them for a plant called Mandavilla. M-A-N-D-A-V-I-L-L-A, Mandavilla. And it comes in pink or red, and it's a trumpet. And it's available right now. Most of the garden centers have them in 6, 8, or even 10-inch pots. And they're in bud and bloom right now, and they will bloom all summer long. Now, if you can grow them in a container, when you start to think about a frost coming, you can bring that container in your home, put it in front of a big window or a sliding glass door, and I've had my mandevilla bloom near my sliding glass door to almost beyond Thanksgiving, sometimes between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Now, you can take that plant, put it in your basement, and let it go dormant, and then bring it back up the following year, or you can keep it in your home and use it as a foliage plant, like a climbing vine. And that way, with heat, with sunshine, it will last almost until Christmas. During the winter, green foliage. In the spring, about the middle of May, when things warm up, you put it back outside, and it will rebloom for you the following year. And this is a wonderful plant. And it will bloom, outbloom morning glories like you cannot believe. So if you want something, it will attract hummingbirds. And because it's pink or red, hummingbirds are drawn to pink and red more than any other color. Butterflies, but hummingbirds will go crazy. It's called Mandavilla.